Piccadilly Press presents Bronte Tempestra and the Lightning Steeds, written by Bex Hogan and read by Aisha Carla. Ellie, have you heard the news? It's huge. Bigger than the biggest speed slug. Bigger than a giant night turnip. Sir Sebastian's is letting girls join. Finally! Can you believe it? My parents will let me go, right? Right? Please, please, please write back. Use Pixie Post instead of snail's mail, because I need to talk to you now. B. Kiss. Wah! B, that's perfect. I'm sure they'll let you go. They know how much you've always wanted to be a knight. And it's not as if you're likely to be queen with six big brothers in line for the throne ahead of you. We all saw how perfect you were as Sir Pen Tyne in the school play last year. Let me know what they say. Are you having a fun summer so far? L. Kiss. Summer Holiday Diary, Day 17. Super stormy day, even for the Storm Kingdom. The hailstones were big enough to play smash ball with, and Barak and I got soaked catching them. Mum wasn't too impressed at the state of us. She threatened to take me dress shopping tomorrow. But I told her that I couldn't, because Gail has been making new lightning beat sticks, and we were planning to catch stray bolts. I'm sure she thought that was a good excuse. And then, the day after, there's a jousting display, and I know she wouldn't make me miss that. Hope the knights don't get blown off their battle boars. Ellie, guess what? Mum and Dad have said, they'll think about it. Eek! Yeah, having lots of fun. My brothers took me storm skiing the other day. The rain is like a waterfall down the banks at the moment, and they've promised to make me some wind wings so we can go gliding too. Tonight, we're going to sit on the castle roof and see if we can spot the lightning steeds in the clouds. Wish you were here. Maybe you could visit. B. Kiss. Summer Holiday Diary, Day 22. Last night, I stayed up really late with my brothers, watching for lightning steeds. We had lots of fun, but no luck spotting them, or the thunder trolls. Bolt says he saw the steeds once years ago, but I think he's just making that up. Flash says that you're more likely to see them when they come to ground, and that's super rare. But they do leave scorch marks behind, and Dad says he's seen them before. I'm so jealous. I'd love to see even their hoof prints. Maybe one day. We'll keep looking, though. We might spot a flash of black and orange in the sky eventually. I'm not so bothered that we didn't see the thunder trolls, not with the noise they make. Ellie, green gravy. My parents said yes, I'm going to Sir Sebastian's. B, kiss. B, that's so shiny. You are going to be the nightiest knight ever. L, kiss. Summer Holiday Diary, Day 35. Mum was helping me pack today. I've been so excited. But then I got a bit tearful. I'm going to miss Ellie and the other girls. What if I don't make any new friends? But Sir Pen Tyne wouldn't have let a pesky thing like nerves stop him. Would he? Chapter 1. Troll Trouble. Bronte Tempestra leaned out of the carriage as it frantically bumped along the cobbles. She brushed away the hair whipping across her face and screamed, "Turn right, Topper! Now!" The vehicle lurched sharply, moving just before a gigantic foot smashed onto the ground. Thwomp! Bronte gasped. That was way too close.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?